Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
With whom am I speaking, please?
I'm sorry?
With whom am I speaking? This is Dr. Janet Smith Warfield.
Mm-hmm. Just a second. Yeah, can you just speak a bit louder? I'm so sorry to hear you.
Well, I will try. I have the phone right up to my ear, but the systems don't seem to be working very well today. With whom am I speaking? I mean, the name I have attached to this phone number is Ella James, and you're a male.
James, okay.
So with whom am I speaking, please?
You were speaking. My name is Patrick Anderson. Can you just let me know that to whom you want to speak?
I wanted to speak with Frank Watson. I had a call scheduled with him today at 1 o'clock.
Okay, and your name?
Dr. Janet Smith Warfield.
Okay. Let me just check if Frank is available, because I believe yesterday he was not in the office. He was sick. So I just have to check. Hold on for a second. Let me just check if he's available right now. Yep, thank you for listening on calls. Dr. Janet, Frank is on sick leave. Is there something important that you have to so that I can share with someone?
Well, I'm about ready to strangle all the systems right now. This is a little background content, but he was sending me information through Outlook. And right now, Microsoft, for whatever reason, probably because they want full control of all my information, has decided to trash everything that I had in Outlook, and I cannot use it today. So I did.
All the emails went into the trash.
I have no emails. I have no calendar. I have no contacts. Because Microsoft has wiped them all out unless I agree to give them full control over all my content and let them do whatever they feel like doing with it. And I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. No problem. What I can do best for you, I have noted down your comment, and I can forward with the relevant team, Frank. And I think most probably by tomorrow, if he will be at work, so he can give you a call back. Sound good?
Let's set up a specific time, though. Now, the other thing you need to know, and I did text this to Frank's email,
mm-hmm.
Because my Microsoft account is down, I am currently using a backup Gmail account. So it's probably maybe the only way to access. Although at the moment, my internet is also down, and I don't know what's going on, except all the systems seem to be breaking down at once right now. So, you know, I certainly have access via phone. I would need Frank or somebody to email me or maybe you can tell me the last three programs that Frank sent me through Outlook, which I can no longer access, on which to have an interview. One of them I know, because I had a chance to review that. I have not reviewed the other two. One was in Colorado, and one was out in, I believe, either Oregon or Washington. It may have been Seattle or Portland, Oregon, I think the other one was. And one was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So I need that information sent to my Gmail
mm-hmm.
address.
Mm-hmm.
Except I can't even, actually, what would be even better is if there's any way you can just text me the name of the show again. Because
okay.
Right now my internet isn't even working.
No problem. What I can do best for you, actually, my responsibility is that I'm a proper receptionist. I'm just not even aware about it, what exactly going into the organization. So what I can do best for you, I can personally message to a friend to give you a call or to drop your text message so that you guys can be in touch.
Yeah. Tell Frank, I'm very sorry. He's sick. What is it? Is it COVID or something else?
I just heard that yesterday he was not feeling well, so we're not in the office just because I think the fever or flu something. So I just confirmed today with his department. They told me that he's on a sick leave. So most probably we'll be back by Monday.
All right. Well, I need the information, and hopefully
I will convey your message to Frank. I'm going to drop the message on his personal number to give you the relevant information. If he's feeling better, so obviously he will going to connect you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jen. Have a great day.